Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. We are live here on November 16th, 2016. We are happy to have you here on the show. Listening to us here this morning, it is a little bit of a blustery day outside, but that's okay. That's the time of year it is, and that's what we like to see. We need the rain and the moisture to come in and help to feed all of our plants. Anyways, enough on that. I hope everything is going well for you in your life right now, and we are going to have an exciting guest today on the show. So stick with us as we go throughout the show. She's going to share some really cool information on emotional eating. You know, I've talked a lot about emotions and the effect that it has on your brain and that whole cycle of emotions and immune system. But today we're going to be talking about emotions and eating. I don't know if any of the listeners have done that before. Maybe, possibly. I might be guilty of that. I don't know. But before we get started, I just want to remind everybody to be sure to connect with us, connect with me on all of the social media outlets. Be sure to send me feedback on the show. So look me up at Purple Brain Lady on Facebook or Brain Lady on LinkedIn or at Brain Lady on Twitter. Follow me on those platforms and interact with me. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you thought about the show or any of the past shows that you may have listened to. You can get those directly from the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.com page, or you can go into iTunes at Brain Lady Speaks and download them there as well. So lots of ways to get access to the programs and the past programs if you're not able to listen to them live. Be sure to also send me information. If you listen to the show and you think, wow, I have a great idea for a guest for Julie, it's right up Julie's alley. She's great, or he's great, or you think you would be a great guest on the show, be sure to drop me a line. Send me an email at info@brainladyspeaker.com or info@yourbestmindonline.com. Yourbestmindonline.com is my main webpage. It is where all of the products and services are listed for the information that I share and some of the things that I refer to on the show. You'll find them there on that website, yourbestmindonline.com. And you can send me that email at info@yourbestmindonline.com to find out more or to send me suggestions for a show. Or let's say you read something. Maybe you were reading a Scientific Mind magazine, or you read a latest book that had to do with psychoneuroimmunology or the brain or psychology, and you found it really interesting and you want to share that with me, please reach out, shoot me an email or direct message me on one of the social media outlets and we'll chat, we'll connect, we'll get together. All righty. So let's dive into the topic of the show today. So we are talking about emotional eating. And I thought this would be a very good, last week when I was on the show, we talked about a lot of the stresses and pressures that a person is under during this particular time of year. It seems to be a time that, you know, it just invokes a lot of, there's extra stresses, you know, maybe you're pulling extra hours at work to come up with extra funding for this time of year, or perhaps you're just, you know, getting ready for the extra activities that take place during this time of year, the extra parties that you might be attending to or the extra guests that you might be having coming on over. And that can cause a lot of stresses, a lot of extra stresses. Maybe, as I talked about last week, some of the individuals that you're going to be interacting with might be a little bit difficult to deal with. You know, we talked about that brain personality connection, touched on it last week, and how oftentimes we have these personalities that just conflict with ours. And for that reason, then it becomes difficult to deal with them and it causes us extra stress. And all of this extra stress can lead to this emotional eating. So I thought that would be a great topic for the show today, to just kind of piggyback on last week's show and share some more information. So I have an amazing guest on the show today. It is Kim McLaughlin. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Julie. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and talk about this topic.
Oh, of course. I'm very blessed to have you here on the show with me. I'm going to read for our listeners your bio because it's pretty cool. All right. It says, Kim McLaughlin helps people move from struggling with food, weight, and dieting into feeling peaceful with food. She has a personal experience with overeating and the pain that goes along with it. Kim McLaughlin has a master's degree in clinical psychology, and she is licensed psychotherapist and motivational coach, which gives her the knowledge, training, experience, and understanding to really help people move out of frustration and into action. She is a blogger and the author of an Amazon best-selling book, Discover Your Inspiration. She is passionate about helping people feed their soul and put food in its proper place as nourishment. So that is, it's amazing. You'll be able to find more about, I'll share this again at the end of the show, but her website is feedyoursoulunlimited.com. So you're going to be able to get some free tips and different things like that there. And she offers time to talk about, you know, consultations and whatnot. So we're going to talk about that more when we wrap up the show to make sure that everyone can connect with her. But Kim, once again, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you. I think this is a timely topic for this time of year. What do you think?
It's such a timely topic. It is. I'm so glad to talk to you the week before Thanksgiving, because now is, I call it, like, actually the 3 months of overeating starts around October, around Halloween. And so now we're going almost in the middle of it, coming up to Thanksgiving. And so it is firmly on people's mind about how they're going to manage food and how they're going to manage the people. You've said it so well about all the different activities that go on and how do we manage it. And then food comes into play, because food, we have to eat at least three times a day. So you have at least three opportunities every day where you might struggle. And especially if you're a person who struggles already with overeating, then you get these emotional components coming in through the holidays, and it makes it even more difficult with all the food, like just what you talked about, all the food, all the activity, all the people. There's a lot that goes on that can get in the way of us eating in a way that really nourishes our body.
And, you know, I have to admit, this is one of my issues that I've battled with. I love food. And even though I'm a fairly positive person, I think most of the listeners have been able to, you know, gain that from listening in on the show. But I tend to eat no matter what the emotion is. Yeah. I eat when I'm happy. I eat socially. I eat, I eat when I'm stressed. I eat sometimes just when I'm even bored. It's like, it's funny. It's like yesterday I was so good, and then I come home and I eat dinner, and it was a reasonable dinner, but then I'm sitting watching TV and I just got the munchies, and I'm like, oh, let's eat some popcorn, you know? So it's, I tend to do that. So I'm really looking forward to the information that you're going to be sharing with us today, because I'm assuming that you work with a lot of different individuals who are possibly like me.
Well, and what's interesting about what you talked about is, you know, everybody, when I tell people what I do and they say, isn't everybody an emotional eater? Sure, everybody eats at some point in time for emotional reasons, and everybody overeats at certain points in time. And the difference between somebody who does it just at the holidays or irregularly is that there are people that do it in a way more often than not, and they feel really bad about themselves. They feel guilty, ashamed, and upset with themselves when they eat. And so can you imagine, like, eating most every time you eat, 3 to 4 to 5 times a day, you feel upset with yourself that you're eating, judging it as good food or bad food, or I shouldn't be eating, or this is not on my diet. And it's really, it becomes that inner struggle that that is hard to manage. And so there's kind of a difference. We all do emotional eating. It's just to what degree, and does it bother you? And I work with the people that it really bothers them.
You know, that's really a good point, because I am so passionate, and the listeners know this, I'm so passionate about that, always having a positive attitude. And when you get the negative emotions, you know, how hazardous that can be. Pardon me. Oh, excuse me. I tell you, this stupid allergies. How devastating that can be to your actual health when you are doing these, having these negative feelings and these negative emotions going through your brain. And guilt is huge, and or depression is huge, or, you know, just feeling, like you said, you know, having this, why did I do that? Kind of feeling every time you put a bite of food in your mouth.
Can you imagine that? Like, yeah, every time you eat, having that happen, it just becomes like it overwhelms you. It overwhelms you.
Yeah, that would be miserable. You know, food is eating is supposed to be enjoyable. Right?
You that don't want is it, right.
Don't want it to wind up being this miserable thing. Well, we're going to get ready to go to our first break here in just a few seconds. When we come back, Ken, I'm going to have you kind of share your story and what led you into the path. You know, what kind of came first for you? Was it your degree in psychology that you went through first, or your own battle? Because in your bio, you talk about how you have a personal experience with this particular situation. So we'll have you share some of that when we come back from break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. In the meantime, I want everybody to stand up, take a deep breath, get a drink of water, and join me back after the tunes on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Christine Gallagher from She'sGotClients.com. I'm really excited to share with you the first annual Get Clients Online giveaway. I have gathered a spectacular group of contributors who are providing you with amazing gifts that will help you get cash flow in clients in less time online. So I've teamed up with more than 50 other business industry leaders to bring you templates, checklists, and other valuable goodies to grow and scale a sustainable business that brings you more income with less effort. So all you need to do is head over to getclientsonlinegiveaway.com, put your name and email address in, and you'll get instant access to more than 50 free business building tools, templates, products, and services, including Facebook funnel templates, LinkedIn cheat sheets, sales scripts, and so much more. That's getclientsonlinegiveaway.com. Head over there and enjoy your free gifts.
If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TalkingHead.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tabaka inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the Million Dollar Mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the Million Dollar Mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tabaka. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction power. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, marlatabaka.com. That's MarlaTabaka.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. You are here with Julie Anderson, the Brain Lady, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, and we are interviewing Kim McLaughlin, who is helps us to end emotional eating and develop a healthy relationship with our eating habits. Kim, before we went to break, I mentioned that I wanted you to kind of share when we came back your own story, because your bio stated that you have a personal experience with overeating and all the pain that goes with it. So why don't you kind of help our listeners to know where you came from and what's your personal story that led you down this particular path of coaching and consulting?
Okay. My personal story is that I started overeating when I was around 7 or 8, when my parents got divorced. And I didn't know it at the time, and I now write about it in the book that just came out, Discover Your Inspiration. I wrote about my first, my recollections now about overeating. And what you can see with me is that you can see a change in the pictures from one year to the next, the school pictures. And I definitely had gained weight. And at the time, I knew that I was becoming more and more obsessed with food and thinking about food and eating a lot. I made weird combinations of food, and my mom was working a lot because my parents were divorced. And so I just began to really obsess about food at that point in time. Now looking back, I can see it was emotional eating. I didn't know at the time, nor did anybody else, because it wasn't really talked about back when I was a kid. So it then led to, as a teen, I was overweight and started dieting, and then dieting in college, and really having that up and down experience, that yo-yo experience that I think most everybody with emotional eating resonates with, is that my weight would go up and my weight would go down. And I'd feel great about myself when my weight went down. I'd feel horrible about myself when my weight went up. And I would never be able to have a consistent weight. No matter if it was high or low, it would never be consistent. And, I haven't tried every diet. A lot of people I work with and talk to have tried every diet on the planet, is what they talk about. Not me. I tried some of them over and over again, expecting a different result, which is the definition of insanity. And that was how it was for me, is trying diets over and over again, and they would work for a while, and then they wouldn't. And I am a licensed psychotherapist, and back as I was coming up, I did a lot of work with teens and emotionally disturbed kids. And there was a point in time when I had my daughter, and I decided I wanted to break away from that nonprofit work and go into private practice. And I started reading more of Janine Roth's books, and I fell in love with her work about the not dieting, about really loving ourselves, about putting food in its place as nourishment. And I embraced that. And so back in, was about 2010, I opened my own practice and started to really study emotional eating, study overeating, and study what's called intuitive eating. And I ate it up, so to speak. And I just really love the ideas for myself, and realize that there are millions and millions of people out there who struggle with the same problem that I do, that continue to go on diet after diet after diet to fix it, and they feel as bad as I did. And I was starting to feel better and better about myself, and really feeling better about food. You know, it's not, and it's not 100% today by any stretch, but it is, I'm completely different around food than I used to be. And I love talking to people about food and how it affects them and the emotional side of food and the thoughts that go along with food and their histories with it in order to help them break free from it and live their lives in a more joyful manner. Because when you're overeating, it really does bring you down, makes you feel horrible about yourself and feel guilty. And the amount of shame and guilt that people who overeat have is huge. And I am an advocate of, it's not so much what you weigh, it's how you feel about yourself. And let's be okay with ourselves and where we are today in our bodies. And then the rest will take care of itself, because then we start putting food in its proper place as nourishment. We deal with our feelings in a proper way. We deal with our thoughts in a proper way. And then the food tends to just go to where it needs to go, and there's not so much obsession about it.
That's awesome. That's an awesome story, because I think that there's probably a lot of listeners that can really relate to that. And I like how you go back. I talk to people about, it's important when you have a block in your life, something that's keeping you from progressing emotionally or even in your business, something that is preventing you from achieving more or feeling good about yourself, you have to do that family of origin work, mm-hmm. and really go back and find out, where did it all begin? You know, where did the voices, the negative voices in your head begin? You know, what did it stem from? And that's, mm-hmm. that's what you recognized there when you looked back at that time period in your life when your family life was unstable because of the divorce. And that's when mm-hmm. it really all began.
Mm-hmm.
And that's encouraging that you do that with individuals, because unless you can find the root or the source of the problem, sometimes you can just never get past that problem.
Right. It's kind of going back to the beginning. And what's interesting to me is that with people that I work with, is it doesn't always start in childhood, which is my story. Some people's stories is that it starts in their teenage years. Something happens and the overeating starts. Other people I work with, actually it starts in the 20s or 30s. So it's interesting to me that it really is different for everybody. And like you said, knowing what your story is about what happened for me and how did I get to this place is very individual, and it's important for people to come to some understanding, because then it does help the overall healing from what's gone on in the past.
Right, right. And that's so important. And that's where your degree there in psychology and as a psychotherapist is very helpful, I'm mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. So answer for us, Kim, why is it hard? Why is it so hard to stop overeating? Because we've all had that. Most mm-hmm. women will tell you that they've had that moment when they're just like, okay, I know I'm not hungry. I don't really want this.
Yeah.
You know, and yet you still go back to it. So help us to understand why that is so hard to stop doing that.
Well, partly it's hard because people will tell me all the time, it tastes so good, I don't want to stop. And that's part of it, is that we know that it tastes good, so it's hard to stop because it tastes good. Sometimes it's hard to stop because it's a habit. It's just a bad habit is a piece of it. I call it, there are lots of puzzle pieces to this issue, and it can also be an ingrained pattern of how you manage food. But there's other things to look at. It can be a way to manage feelings. It can be a way to manage what's going on in your life. And it can be also reflective of dieting. And it can be hard to stop because when we do restricting and dieting, we tend to, if you're an emotional eater, you diet and restrict food, then leads you to obsessing about it, wanting it more and more, which leads to overeating and binging, which leads to guilt and shame and feeling upset with yourself, which leads back again to dieting and restricting, then binging, then shame and guilt. So you get in this, what we call this diet cycle that goes round and around. And when we're in that cycle, it's really hard to stop. And So it's not one thing that makes it hard. It's a lot of different pieces, and that's why we kind of have to, when we're looking at emotional eating, we have to break through each of those pieces to get to our pattern and how we need to fix it, each person individually.
That's a good point, that it's, you have to discover what that trigger is for you as an individual, yes. Right?
Yes.
And you help. That's mm-hmm. part of what yes. you do with your clients, correct? You help them to kind of work through that and identify what that is.
I help people look at that issue of dieting and how a diet served you, and that, you know, kind of how's that working for you, doing that diet over and over again. And it's really that dieting mindset is really hard to break through, because it's so socially acceptable, and what we all talk about, which diet are you on, how'd you lose weight, which diet, and it's all over the internet. So I work with them on their dieting mindset. I work with them on their thoughts, but all those obsessive thoughts that lead to overeating, and also the emotions that lead to overeating, as well as managing, you know, the habit of I just overeat and I never think about it. And also another big part to this is what I do with everybody when we start, is focusing on feeling hungry and full. Is what happens is when we're an emotional eater, overeater, we lose track of our body's signals of, am I hungry or am I full? And I'll ask people, like, were you hungry? And they'll say, I don't know that I've ever felt hunger. Or, were you full? I don't know that I ever stop when I'm full. And so they look at me, that inquisitive look, when I ask them about being hungry and full. They're so disconnected. We get so disconnected from our bodies that we don't know those hunger cues that little kids have. You know, infants and toddlers, they know when they're hungry, they'll let you know for sure, and they know when they're full, and they'll let you know for sure. You cannot make a toddler overeat. You just can't.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to cut out to another break here, and then when we come back, I want to continue on this what is emotional eating, and have you kind of help us through that some more. So join us back after the break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
Did you know that the average teenager drinks twice as much soda as milk? Since 1983, sugar consumption in the U.S. is up 28%. Why is that? There are several reasons, but one of the most common is soft drinks. 20-ounce beverages have become the norm, and it's not surprising to find that 43% of our sugar comes from drinks. Sugar is blamed for poor nutritional diets. USDA data shows that people whose diets are high in added sugar eat less calcium, fiber, iron, protein, and many other important nutrients. Fat-free foods are also a culprit. Since sugar is fat-free, many people tend to think it's okay to eat as much as they want. Remember that just because a food is fat-free does not mean that it's calorie-free also. For the Fitness Minute, I'm Annette Hammond.
If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tabaka inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the Million Dollar Mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the Million Dollar Mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tabaka. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction Bauer. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, marlatabaka.com. That's MarlaTabaka.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Brain Lady Julie Anderson here. And I am here with my guest today, Kim McLaughlin, who is talking to us about ending emotional eating. And before we went to break, Kim was sharing with us some to really recognize what emotional eating is. And you had brought out some really interesting points that, you know, infants, toddlers, they stop eating, and sometimes we're sitting there, go on, finish your meal. But right. Help us continue on that thought, you know, help us to really be able to recognize within ourselves when we're doing that, what is that emotional eating and what does that really look like?
Okay, so emotional eating has a lot of the components we've already been talking about dieting over and over and not getting any results. Feeling like you can't stop overeating, feeling upset with yourself and your body and how your body looks, and also noticing that you're eating for emotional reasons. And those emotions, I think you talked about this earlier, Julie, is that it can really be any emotions. And what I find needs to happen with people is determining what emotions are often your trigger individually. And that can be hard to do because we don't often know that it is that we're eating for emotional reasons. I find people eat for a lot of times over sadness, overwhelm, stress. A lot of people overeat over bored and lonely feelings. Those are what often come up pretty consistently. And it's hard to recognize, though, when those feelings when you're amidst of overeating. And so what I like to tell people is the starting spot is start recognizing when you're overeating, or even do some reflection on when I overate that day, what was going on for me? And I like to ask those simple questions like, what was going on for me? And that helps you then determine what feeling was going on, because consistently what I found is that when we talk about a point in time when somebody overate, if I take it back far enough, we can figure out what were the emotions that were going on, and also what were the thoughts that were going on that led people to overeat. So Jeanine Roth is really, once again, I so like her work because she talks about that a lot, about there is really a gift in the food, and the gift is it really can tell you what is going on for you. And so I always like, if I'm overeating or thinking of overeating, it's like, Kim, what's up? What's going on? How are you feeling? What's up for you at this moment? And I kind of think of it like, for me, it's like talking to myself as a small child and just saying, oh, honey, what's going on? What's going on that you're feeling so bad that you want to eat? And I got to tell you, consistently, what'll happen is the feelings will start, the recognition of the feelings can start just by asking that question. So there's a lot of gifts in noticing when we're overeating, because what can happen is when we're overeating, we can then beat ourselves up. And the worst thing you can do is beat yourself up when you're overeating, because remember that guilt-shame cycle we talked about earlier, is that when we beat ourselves up, we make ourselves feel guilty, which leads us to want to diet and restrict more, which then leads us to want to binge, which then leads us to feel guilty and ashamed. So really focusing and saying, aw, what's going on? And why am I overeating? What are the feelings that are going on? And checking back in. And I like to use kind of just the basic feelings of happy, sad, mad, anxious, bored, lonely. I like those. They're pretty basic, but they can cover a lot of ground in terms of feelings and just start to recognize what's going on, because once you recognize the feelings, then we can do something about it.
Got it. Now, so would you suggest then that people would perhaps keep a journal when they're going through this process, so that they can look back at the end of each day at what they ate and how they were feeling when they ate?
Yes. I know we're going to talk about it at the end, but if you go to my website, feedyoursoulunlimited.com, my top tips to end emotional eating, that is exactly what I have for people. It's a free offer. But it is writing down every day what you're eating. It's not about how much. We're not on a diet. We're just writing in general. What are we eating? How hungry are you? How full are you? And what are the feelings going on? And it's a starting spot. I suggest people do it for at least a couple of days. Any more than that, they often feel like it's a diet. But then you start getting you can notice, like, what feelings are coming up for me and what time of day. And what is the food then I'm drawn to when I have these feelings? Because what's interesting to me is that when we have these feelings come up, we're not drawn to carrots. We're not drawn to salad. Isn't that interesting to me? I mean,
yes.
That's just interesting to me. It's like, oh, you didn't choose a carrot in that one. And so that also makes me think that when we're drawn to sweet food, whatever your food thing is, it could be sweet, salty, fat, whatever it is, if you're drawn to those foods and those might be your kind of emotional foods, like what does that generally mean for you? And then by doing that kind of log or even any kind of journaling, you can then become more aware of, oh, when I'm craving that sugar, sometimes it's about me feeling lonely. Well, I'm craving sugar now. Am I feeling lonely? And so that's what that log, doing that logging kind of look at the eating is so, so helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been wanting to do that with myself, not because I'm an emotional eater as much as I'm a don't think about it eater. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I have a tendency to I'm just always so busy every day. And so I'll get that little rumbly or I'll get a little, you know, lightheaded. And I think to myself, oh, I'm hungry. And I'm in such a hurry. I just go grab whatever's easiest. And then I don't pay attention to the volume.
Yes.
Of food that I'm eating at that moment. And then I look at it later. I'm like, oh man, that whole bag of chips is gone.
Right. We call that mindless eating. And that's exactly what you're talking about, is that I'm mindlessly eating. And then I make poor decisions when I'm mindlessly eating. Exactly. What you're talking about.
Yeah. That's me. Well, tell us, as we're going into this time of year, like you said in the beginning, it's, you know, the 3 months of the beginning with Halloween, you know, as we go through this holiday time of year, what can a person do ahead of time, knowing, okay, that I normally overeat, I normally am stressed out, I know Aunt Mary's coming and I'm going to eat the whole pumpkin pie after she leaves because I'm going to be so stressed. What can be done? What do you suggest to help people to manage overeating during this time of year?
So there are a lot of things we can do that can be really helpful. And one of the biggest tips I have for people, and this is huge because this is what I work with, everybody I work with individually or in groups on, is this thing of get your list together of what are your wellness tools. What are the things that keep you feeling good? And begin to do those now. And if what will happen is people, I'll ask them, so what do you do to feel good? Or what do you do to take care of yourself? And they'll once again look at me sideways and go, I don't do anything anymore to take care of myself. And what I encourage everybody to do is, if you can't think of what are your things that make you feel good and take care of yourself, is to look back in history and what did you used to do to take care of yourself? Because if you can put in one wellness tool a day, you're beginning to deal with your emotions by taking care of yourself. And some of those wellness tools can be things like, some of mine are meditation, and that would be just sitting quietly for a minute to a half hour, whatever works for you. There's a lot of apps on our phones that we can get that can help us do meditation really simply. Other things are journaling, writing down how you feel. Other things, exercise, getting out and taking a walk, getting to bed on time, eating your meal sitting down in a comfortable place, doing things like spending time with positive people, saying positive affirmations. So going to a special play over the holidays, things that make you feel good, start doing those now, because they will serve you so well. When you're thinking about overeating, you'll have this kind of reservoir of feeling better about yourself, and there might be less inclination to go and overeat. Or, you know, if you're thinking about that pumpkin pie and I want to have it when they're gone because I'm so stressed, you might say, well, I remember Kim talking about, you know, wellness tools. What wellness tool could I use right now? And
right.
Doing that, I mean, when on Thanksgiving for us, we take a walk. I mean, after the meal, we just take a walk. It's like, I can't sit anymore. I'm going to go take a walk. And that is consistent because I have to get out of the house. I can't be around people anymore. Y'all on my last nerve. No offense to my family because I love them. But it's just too much. So I need a little getaway. And so we like to do that, my husband and I.
That's perfect.
And so those are my personal things, but find yours and do that.
Right. Right. Be proactive. Have a plan in place. When I was talking last week, I've talked on the show many times. I go for a monthly pedicure, and I don't go for it as much because I'm obsessed with having my toes look good. As much as I do, I have that 1 hour of quiet. I do it in a spa-like setting. It's quiet. It's relaxing. You know, it's one of my getaways that helps me to de-stress. And so I like that. Starting them now, starting those tactics now, and learning and knowing what works best for you is a great tool. So we're getting ready, Kim, to go to our last break here. When we come back, I want everybody to be sure to stick with me, because when we come back, we are going to get some information on how to connect with Kim and some more gifts. So stay tuned after the tunes on the radio Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
I managed to run out of coffee again this morning. I didn't even have enough to make one cup. Boy, was that a miskabobble or big mistake, because I make serious coffee, so strong it wakes up the neighbors. Now, I don't have a problem with caffeine. I have a problem without caffeine. I get wadgety and brickety. Did you know apples are more efficient than coffee for keeping people awake in the morning? Unfortunately, I didn't have any apples either. Acorns were used as a coffee substitute during the American Civil War. Without my hot cup of coffee in the morning, I'm feeling pretty squirrely myself. What do you call that piece of cardboard that wraps around your coffee cup to keep from burning your hand? A zarf.
It's marching.
Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tabaka inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the million-dollar mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the million-dollar mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tabaka. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction power. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, MarlaTabaka.com. That's MarlaTabaka.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am here with Kim McLaughlin having a wonderful conversation. We were even chatting over the break and we kind of had to cut short on the tips there to go to break. But over break, we were saying you had mentioned just simply taking a breath, right, Kim? Mm-hmm. That how helpful that is.
Right.
And why is that?
Well, it's just, first, it's so easy. It's just so simple. And that, you know, if you don't have time to break away, like you were talking about taking a pedicure for an hour or two, that it just takes a couple of seconds to breathe in and breathe out. And what happens is that we instantly come back into our body. I like to think of it like we can tend to be out of our bodies when we're overeating. And that's how sometimes when we eat a lot of food, we're not really consciously connected to our body. And that's how we can eat such volumes of food when our body's not hungry. And taking a deep breath then brings us straight back into our body. And then we can feel centered and make decisions from a really centered, connected point.
Mm-hmm. That's so good, because when you get into the physiological response of what's actually happening, the chemical response that's actually happening in your brain during these moments, because I'm all about that brain connection. Mm-hmm. The science behind the psychology is if you are turning to food for comfort, then food becomes this artificial way for your brain to create an endorphin rush and to make your brain happy. So by discovering the healthy ways to get those endorphins, and you had mentioned it by going for a walk, you know, after a big heavy meal or a big heavy holiday meal, it gives your brain a natural way to get those. Not that eating isn't natural, but it gives it a healthier way to get that rush or that endorphin feed or those neurochemical feed that it is desiring.
Right. And when we're talking about having tools that we can use over the holidays, this is a simple tool you can use any time of the day, anytime. You're sitting down for a meal, take a deep breath. You're going to enter into a room where there's a lot of stress going on, take a deep breath. You're driving in the car, take a deep breath and do it mindfully and connect back in. It's so easy. It's just something we need to remember to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Put post-it notes all over the house. Breathe.
I love
deep
that.
Breath.
Yes, I can put it on my, you can put it on your screensaver on your computer, like breathe.
There you go.
And that's like, there's also timers for those kind of things. There are apps that you can have as a timer. I have clients who do that, who will put an app on their timer on their phone, and it'll gong at certain intervals of time, and it's their reminder to take a deep breath.
That's awesome. There are apps for everything now.
There are apps everything. That's a cool one.
There's even a Your Best Mind app. So for the listeners, go to your iTunes store. What a segue, right? Shameless plug
there
here.
You go.
We have a Your Best Mind app, so you can download that from your iTunes store or your Play Store on your Android devices, and lots of fun brain personality connection stuff and Positive Thought Mondays and all kinds of fun things on there. So yeah, apps are great. Apps are great. All righty,
yes.
Now before we run out of time on the show, I want to be sure that I get everyone connected to you, especially mm-hmm. during this time, because this is such a timely topic right now. So you have a book, Discover Your Inspiration, and I'm assuming that they can get that on your website. Is that correct?
They can get, for right now, they can get that. It'll be up on my website. We just published it. It just came out a few days ago. I mean, it's super duper new. I just got them in my hot little hands just recently. They're on Amazon.com. Okay. If you go to Kim McLaughlin, if you Google Kim McLaughlin on Amazon, Discover Your Inspiration, you can find the book right there. And it, so it's all up on Amazon. And yes, it will be on my website pretty soon. It's very, very, very new.
Perfect. That's awesome. That's awesome that we're getting it. We're getting it right hot off the presses. That's great.
You are getting it. You are. It's just been released. And in it, I talk it's a compilation book, and my chapter is on diet as a four-letter word. And so it's my story of dieting, which you've heard some of it, but it's really my story of dieting and things you can do to move beyond dieting and that dieting mindset.
Perfect. Wonderful. And your website is feedyoursoulunlimited.com.
Yes.
So www.feedyoursoulunlimited.com. And you have some great information. I was looking at the website and you have some just great things on there and resources. And you had mentioned there that they can go there and download the free top tips to end emotional eating. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's right on my website. You can see it's on the top right-hand side. And those are those tips that we talked about a little earlier about noticing when you're hungry, how to notice when you're hungry, how to notice when you're full, and how to start logging it to start noticing which emotions are getting away of your eating. The other thing is that I have a large blog. I blog a lot on my website, and so you can go in and look. I write a lot of blogs actually around the holidays. There's Thanksgiving blogs, Christmas, Halloween, all about overeating and what you can do differently. So there's a lot of resources on the site. There's also, I offer a free breakthrough session. It's really no stress, no heavy sale. I just want to talk to you. We talk for 45 minutes for free, and I help you look at food and how food's affecting you, because like we've said earlier, everybody's different in terms of what is what gets in their way of eating food in more of a natural way. And so that's on my website. It's the free breakthrough session, and everybody is welcome to sign up for that.
Okay, perfect. That's awesome. That is such a great gift that you're giving of your time, because I know that the information, just what you've shared on this show, is so incredibly valuable. And for you to offer that as a complimentary gift to the listeners, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, and I really hope everybody takes me up on it. I would love to talk to everybody who's been on this call, and let's just talk about you and what's going on. I would love to do that.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And connect with her, you know, get on her, subscribe to her blog. She's got some, as you can tell by the interview today, she has got some great, great information and some great wisdom and knowledge and personal experience. And you seem to be so no stress. I mean, it's like there's no guilt in talking to you. So that's that's awesome. And connect, I'm sure you can probably connect on social media with you as well. Looking
yes,
you up.
I'm on Facebook. It's Kim McLaughlin, LMFT. You can get that link through my my newsletter also. And
perfect.
I'm on Twitter at, what is it? It's FYS Therapy on Twitter. So FYS for Feed Your Soul Therapy. FYS Therapy on Twitter.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for being on the show today. I greatly appreciate it. You have been a gem and shared some wonderful information to help our listeners through this time. So I appreciate it. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much, Julie. I really appreciate this opportunity to talk with everybody. It is such an important topic. This time of year, we're in this together, and there are things to do to not feel so bad about your relationship with food or your relationship with your body. So I am passionate about this, and I thank you for the platform to talk about it more.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. My pleasure. So everyone listening, be sure to reach out and connect with Kim. Take her up on her complimentary offer. That is so generous of her. And as you listen to the show today, what did you think? Give me some feedback. Go on to iTunes and leave me a review. We love reviews on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I would love to have you give me ideas and thoughts for wonderful guests like Kim that I can have on the show and highlight their wisdom. You know, listening to what everyone has to share. Everyone has a little bit of a different perspective based on their brain personality connection. And sometimes it just gives us those aha moments and those things that looking at it from a way that we didn't look at it. And it's like, oh, I could do that. I could do that. That could work for me. So reach out. Send me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. Visit the website, yourbestmindonline.com, and check out the things that we have to offer there. If you didn't get a chance to write down all of Kim's information, you can go to the brainladyspeaksradioshow.com. There will be a link there where you can just click and directly go to her website. So you can do that as well. Share the thoughts. Connect with me on social media, Purple Brain Lady on Facebook, @BrainLady on Twitter, Brain Lady on LinkedIn. Let's have some fun. Let's interact. Let's get some conversations going and what you would like to hear on the show. And the app. Don't forget about the app. I kind of, shamelessly plugged it earlier. But we do have the Your Best Mind app. So you can go right to, it's easiest to find if you do it all one word, Your Best Mind, in your iTunes store or in your Play Store on your Android devices. Lots of fun stuff that you can interact with there, as well as you'll be getting these Positive Thought Monday little quotes sent out and fun Brain Fact Fridays. And you'll get special discounts and offers and whatnot from the Brain Lady here. So thank you for joining me today on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I know that everyone has just a limited amount of time in their life. So whether you're listening to it live with me on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or you are listening to the download recording later on, I always appreciate and value your attendance or your listening to the information as well as the feedback. So thank you for spending this time with me and for being with us. We look forward to next week. We'll have some more exciting information to share with you on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And until then, have an amazing week. Have lots of fun, lots of laughs, and take time to breathe.
For tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite